Recorded Books presents All Necessary Force by Brad Taylor, narrated by Henry Strozier, with Rich Orlow as the voice of Pike Logan, and directed by Shane O'Connell.
Chapter 1. April 1970. Cambodia. Target Kilo 8. The Fish Hook. Slithering the last 50 meters on his belly, Staff Sergeant Chris Hale reached the edge of the depression where the engine noise was coming from. Slowly parting the jungle growth to his front, he had his first clear view of the hollow. The sight caused his gut to clench. Milling around as if they were about to start a parade were at least 50 North Vietnamese Army regular soldiers. Behind them was an elaborately camouflaged structure that looked like a large lanai that Hale had seen on his R&R to Hawaii, complete with wicker chairs and a ceiling fan lazily turning, which explained the noise. There was a generator somewhere close by. Hale continued to scan, peering intently at another intricately camouflaged structure about 100 meters away. Trying to stitch together what he was seeing like a jigsaw puzzle with missing pieces, he realized it wasn't a building, but a helicopter. A Soviet Mi-4. He couldn't believe it. What's more, he knew nobody at MACV SOG headquarters in Da Nang would believe it. He inched up his camera, hoping the lens was good enough to make out the chopper from this distance. After a couple of snaps, he turned back to the lanai, now full of NVA officers. The mother load, he thought. Looking closer, he saw they weren't NVA, but something else. They were taller than Vietnamese, and wore a different uniform. Shit.